Hello, I'm Miles McQuillan, Assistant Vice President on the Private Client Group, back for another discussion on our Investing Fundamentals series. Once again, we are sticking with our discussion on taxes and breaking down the wash sale rule, which was first introduced in the US in 1921 and enacted by the IRS. Previously on Investing Fundamentals, we discussed tax loss harvesting. If you missed it, no problem. It's a strategy that aims to lower the taxes an investor will pay by selling some securities at a loss to offset other gains in the portfolio. It's one of the few upsides of selling an underperforming asset. Therefore, you won't want to lose that potential tax break by failing to follow the wash sale rule. In short, a wash sale is when an investor sells a security at a loss for tax benefits, but then repurchases shares of the same or substantially similar one within a 30-day period, before or after the transaction. If you were to perform this action, you would not be able to take a loss for that security for your respective tax year return. Therefore, it is important to note that the wash sale is not illegal, rather just erases any tax loss harvesting efforts. For a quick example, let's say you buy 100 shares of ABC security that you bought for $10 a share, or $1,000 total. You sell the stock for $8 per share, and then 24 days later, rebuy 100 shares at $6. Since you did not wait the 30 days, you have a wash sale, and your initial loss of $200, or $2 per share, will be added to your new cost basis. The wash sale rule applies to most investments you could hold in a typical brokerage account, including stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and options. Regardless, you should always seek trusted advice experts who are knowledgeable about the tax implications involved. Thanks for joining us. Please reach out if you have any topics that you would like us to discuss, and we'll see you next week.